Andy Foldenauer joins us now from RBC Wealth Management, substituting for Brian Ford today for the Monday morning business news analysis. Hello there, Andy.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, all eyes are on Libya this morning and what effect the fall of Gaddafi will have on oil prices, among other things. All that's yet to be seen, of course. And the roller coaster ride in the stock markets continued this past week with lingering concerns about the health of the economy and the European banking sector. What was your take on that?
Yeah, it was not a pretty week for stocks, and in fact capped off the worst four-week stretch since March of 2009. The primary contributing factor was renewed concerns about the health of Europe's banking sector and their ability to withstand the continued downward spiral of the European sovereign debt crisis. With those banks already ailing because they hold bonds of countries that are struggling with debt, fear was spreading that they were having trouble getting short-term loans to pay for day-to-day activities. Some analysts say that reports of trouble are exaggerated, but you know that really didn't seem to matter. Because of the scars from the 2008 financial crisis are still visible, markets seem locked on the possible occurrence of a negative tail risk event. Mm-hmm. Again, the meaning of a tail risk being that it is an extreme event that is supposed to be rare. Having experienced the Lehman Brothers debacle almost 3 years ago, markets now shoot first and ask questions later when it comes to banking system vulnerabilities.
I see.
And you know, both Europe and U.S. banks suffered steep weekly declines, reflecting the nervous sentiment. One more thing to add is, to go with those concerns, are continued signs and data that the U.S. economy continues to get weaker. As a result, fears of a double-dip recession are quickly on the rise. A couple of weeks ago, it was reported that the measure of consumer sentiment or confidence is at a 30-year low. A concern we have is that the recent four-week drop in stocks will feed into that spiral of economic fear, causing people and businesses to pull back spending and hiring, which would not be good right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed that gold continues to move higher and is trading at another all-time high. Is it now the time to buy gold if for those who have money to invest?
Yeah, well, gold was, again, a beneficiary of what I call the fear trade this past week as it increased almost 6%. The nominal price of gold is now just under $1,900 per ounce. And, Wayne, it does beg the question of should the average investor own gold? With the evolution of exchange-traded funds over the past decade, investor access to gold has become quite a bit easier. Part of gold's appeal is the simple fact that it has kept rising in an otherwise turbulent market. Another big reason for the push higher is that currencies all over the world are declining in value as countries implement policies to stave off even deeper economic recessions. With a few currencies holding up in value, investors in sovereign nations may soon turn to gold as a preferred reserve currency. If you survey the marketplace of analysts right now, it is tough to find a significantly negative opinion of gold. I will say that whenever a consensus opinion is so popular and one-sided, it usually serves as a good contrarian indicator. Currently, the demand and trade for gold is a very crowded space. Everyone is talking about it and wants to own it. Advertisements for dealers and liquidation companies seem to be running constantly. These type of things usually indicate a market top, not a market bottom. So to answer your question, I don't think there is blanket advice right now, as a lot depends on each individual specific situation. But used correctly, gold and gold-related investments can be highly effective components of a properly diversified portfolio.
Mm-hmm. 2 minutes to go. Well, all that glitters is not gold, they say, and another vehicle, no pun intended, another vehicle that has benefited from the flight to safety are treasury bonds. Are municipalities able to benefit as they refinance debt?
Yeah, you're right. Despite the downgrade of Standard & Poor's of the country's credit rating to AA+, yields on treasury securities have dropped significantly over the past few weeks. Actually, the benchmark 10-year treasury note, which is often used as a gauge of mortgage rates and so forth, briefly dropped below 2% for the first time in 50 years. As mentioned on your station last week, the County of Henrico sold over $73 million in bonds to fund various capital projects and were able to do so at record low rates. It is interesting to note that Henrico's AAA credit rating was just reaffirmed by all three U.S. credit ratings agencies. So in this environment where cities, states, and even the federal government are running into credit quality issues, investor demand is very high for securities that still have a stable AAA credit rating.
Okay, Andy, we have just about a minute left. How about the outlook for the week? Is there anything to ease the jitters either here in the U.S. or in Europe?
Well, most market observers have Friday circled on their calendars, as this is when Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will be giving probably his biggest speech of the year at the annual Federal Reserve retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. If you remember, Wayno's, this time last year that both the economy and equities were in a slump, and in his speech last year, Chairman Bernanke announced the preliminary concepts of QE2, which was basically fresh stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
This was a big but controversial event that triggered a significant rally in stocks and reinvigorated the economy. Obviously, given our current situation, there are some hoping that Chairman Bernanke will somehow wave his magic wand again. However, we would be very surprised to see a big policy announcement because we think the Federal Reserve has used up most of their arsenal of policy options. So we think the news from his speech will be more about getting a feel for what the Fed thinks their options they have left.
Okay. Thanks to Andy Foldenauer sitting in today for Brian Ford. It's 8:40.
Thank you, Wayne.